One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Today's episode is brought to you by Lousy Weather Media Basement Comedy Show Part 2. It features Anthony Savette, Josh Falchko, and Devin Connor with musical guest Bob Camparta, and my mouth is the speaker. It is Saturday, September 20th at 8 p.m. If you cannot make it, you can go to lousyweathermedia.com and listen live there, or we will podcast it afterwards. Until then, enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony Cincinnati.
Oh, full name still. Really hitting it home.
Every time.
What's your middle name?
Legend.
No, it's not Tony Legend. It should be Legendary. Tony Legend Cincinnati.
Yep.
That's your Facebook name?
Yep.
Let's change it up this week. What have you seen?
TLS.
TLS. Oh, I was like, is that a movie?
We're just going to go through what we just saw. No.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. I did see a movie again that I saw last week.
You watched it again?
Yeah.
What?
You wouldn't let me talk about it. Pump up the volume.
I know. I told you we have to wait till we have Bob
but
on.
But I have to keep it fresh, so I watched it twice.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're not going to comment on it again.
No, not Bob. At all.
Well, thank God we covered that.
Not
Jesus
at all.
Christ.
But I also want Bob to get his little keister here.
All right. Yeah, no, I'll try to watch that next week, and I'll talk to him and see if he can make it. If not, we'll have him on the next week, or the next week, or the next week. How about the next week? It's the next week, okay. In 8 episodes, we'll have Bob on. We'll talk
within
about...
Within 8 to 26 episodes.
Yeah, it's like getting something from Amazon. All right, what have you seen that you can talk about?
I have seen a movie called Stretch. Got recently added to Netflix.
All right.
And it's got Patrick Wilson, okay. Night Owl.
Oh, yeah, right on. He was also in the Was it The Conjuring? I can never get those movies straight.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever the one
yeah,
was.
With
the people,
Vera Farmiga,
yeah. Okay.
And Chris Pine.
Uh-huh.
James Tiberius Kirk.
Ooh.
He's in it. He plays a hilarious role for him. Like a spastic, hippie, druggy, psycho.
Oh, wow. That's not like him. Because, like, he kind of strikes me as, like, a new Ryan Reynolds.
And it's not. No, he really was like, oh, no, I'd love to, like, hoop blow and punch people in the movie.
Right. I'm not saying in that he's like a Ryan Reynolds. I'm just saying in general, he seems kind of like a Ryan Reynolds-esque character. Like, funny, good-looking guy, like that sort of thing. Kind of jockey.
I think
his humor is kind of like that, too.
I see it, and I think he wants to take it to the next level and kind of have...
Good for him.
...dep sort of... You know, early depth, like like the diversity in his
be
roles.
More like a character actor.
Yeah,
yeah,
and that's a good thing because he's cool. And Ray Liotta's in it. And
Ray Liotta, Goodfellas.
Ray Liotta,
I know,
Goodfellas.
I know his stuff.
And who else was in it that was really awesome? The
Hoffman.
No. Oh gosh, what is this stupid name?
The Hoffman Prophecies.
No. From Baywatch, man.
Hasselhoff.
Hoff. And I got confused when
Hoffman?
You mentioned my Hoff. My Philip
it was
Seymour
Matt
Hoff.
It was Matt Hoffman, the bike rider.
Yeah, he was just, he was just doing
the Condor.
Flips.
Yeah!
The Condor.
That's what they call him, dude.
I know.
I watched some X Games.
I know. I really, really, really enjoyed this movie.
Can you give me like a little synopsis?
Yes. It's about... What's his face? Patrick Wilson.
Right,
his
right.
character's a limo driver,
mm-hmm.
driving a stretch limo.
Oh, hence
oh,
the title.
And Ed Helms is in it.
Oh, my God.
He plays a person.
Cedar Rapids, yeah.
Yes, very funny role for him, too, because he sort of plays like a haunting character.
Really?
Yeah, sort
That's
of.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Usually he's kind of like the awkward, nerdy guy.
No, he plays a very, like, vengeful ghost.
Cool.
Yeah.
He's a ghost?
Well, yeah, he's like always sitting behind Patrick, and he's like, come on, you fucking dick, do it.
Okay, but does he exist in the actual real world of this movie, or is he like a figment of their imagination?
Oh, no, he's just a...
Because he called him a ghost.
He was a real person.
Does he have
now
ectoplasm?
He's haunting someone. No, he doesn't. No one walks through him. It's more of like an imagination thing. Like,
okay, so he doesn't exist on the plane of their existence. Like,
not
he's
anymore because he died.
Ah, spoilers.
Not really.
It sounds like it.
just watch the movie. It's fun. But no, he gets into, he owes $6,000. He has to get it to this gangster and these loan sharks. And the big ticket guy who hops in his limo is Chris Pine.
Okay.
Chris Pine pretty much hears his story, and during all of his crazy asshole antics is like, I'll give you $6,000. Just do this for me and that for me and this for me, and let's go on this adventure and get fucked up and do this and that.
Oh, that sounds
fun. Series of fucked up events and hilarious stuff. Really funny fucking cameos from Ray Liotta and the Hoff.
Awesome. I'll have to check that out.
Yes. Action, too.
The like the catchphrase for the movie is shift happens.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think that's maybe what turned me off from that movie. I was like, shift happens, does it? I think I'm going to pass.
Which is a... All right.
That's weird.
They're hitting themselves in the dick on that one.
That was a studio thing. Like, we needed something cool, like a catchphrase. Shift. Something people that can latch on to, you know? I'm just spitballing here. Shift happens, huh? Throw it at the end.
And then everyone else was like, no, we've already wrapped. We're at home.
They're like, right. Just write it. That in. We'll do it in post.
Just write it. Yeah, that's horrible. And it does not describe the movie well, because it's a really witty, fucking, like, hard-ass movie. Funny as hell.
Maybe that's why. Maybe they wanted to dumb it down and make it look like just some kind of fucking...
Oh, me and my girlfriend will watch this tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
And
oh,
she'd
shift
be
happens.
Horrified.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, right on. I went to the movie theaters.
Ooh. Oh, so did I.
Really?
What'd you see? I forgot. Interstellar.
Fuck! Where'd you go see it at?
Kent.
Oh, that's dumb as fuck. Why would you go there? To the shittiest movie theater around to watch, like, the most visually stunning movie of this year.
Not really needing anything special.
I want to go see it in IMAX.
You don't need to.
Why?
Because you really don't.
Why?
Because it's not like...
I want the experience.
It's not Gravity. You're not going to go throwing up in the IMAX. Oh, it's fucking crazy.
I mean, Gravity was cool, and I think that was just more so you
it
got
the
feeling...
It was as visually astounding as Guardians, but in a different, more practical, more realistic-looking way.
Yeah, I'd probably want to see that
all
in IMAX.
The visuals.
I'm going to see it in IMAX.
You and your IMAX.
Yeah.
You can afford that luxurious life.
I haven't seen a movie in IMAX... I think ever. I only saw like the Nat Geo stuff, like,
yeah,
where they fly over cliffs.
Yeah.
That's the only IMAX we have around here. So yeah, I got to go to Cleveland. Me and the lady will get some jack flaps and hit up the IMAX up there.
Will you tell me what year you and the lady get to go there and get that done?
What year?
Because it'll take forever. It's
hard to plan these things.
Like a big trip.
December.
Nah,
December.
It's a big trip.
Cleveland's not even that far. Fuck you.
That's
anyways.
A big trip.
What'd you think?
What?
I don't want to know anything about the movie. Just give me, like, a rating.
5 out of 5.
All right, awesome.
Wait, 4.8.
Oh.
4.8.
Matthew McConaughey didn't say it'd be a lot cooler if you did. That's why I didn't get a full 5, right?
Nope. Only because some of the science made me a little perplexed.
Okay, yeah. I actually just saw something on Facebook that was like, Interstellar explained. I was like, yeah. Oh, they have to have a PS well, that's not even in the movie.
Neil deGrasse Tyson like, comments on it, and he's like, well,
yeah, I've been listening to a lot of
beautiful.
What's his fucking shit called? Star Talk Radio or something like that. His podcast, but yeah, Neil deGrasse Tyson's a fucking genius. It's insane. Astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. I went to Cinemark in fucking Canton. Did you know that they're like $2 a ticket?
No. And there's a Cinemark getting built in Cuyahoga Falls.
Really?
As we speak.
Oh fuck! I love Cinemark so much. I saw Dracula Untold.
Oh,
and
I didn't get the best on the review views.
Yeah, well, I mean, all right, this is why. It's the same movie you've seen a billion times.
Yes.
With the origin story of Dracula Untold.
But wait, it wasn't untold, it's been told in
all right.
different ways.
The origin story hasn't been told. What I'm saying is that, like, all the bullshit filler, like, oh, he has a son, and he has a wife, and he has to do this for his castle. Like, you've seen this story a billion times.
Yes.
He's going to sacrifice himself. Really awesome CGI, really cool concepts. It was a blast. Probably not worth the seat in theaters. I mean, it's cool scale. It seemed really made for 3D, so I'm kind of bummed I didn't see it.
Oh, okay.
Like, seeing it in 2D, I'm like, this would look better in 3D, which I've never said before in my life watching a movie. But I would probably say that one would be good to see in 3D if you do see it. I mean, catch it quick, because that bitch is going out of the theaters.
catch it quick.
They'll fucking release DVD in January.
It's not meeting its production quota.
No, but it was really cool. It had, like I said, a lot of cool concepts. Reminded me of a little bit of, like, Castlevania, like Lord of Shadows Castlevania.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, so it was really cool. And I really dug and you see this in the previews, like him with the bats, like turning into the bats. Oh, I think that's so fucking cool.
That is
But cool. Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. It's like it felt like a summer movie. that had a pretty decent budget and was probably like, we need to add this to make it more, you know, fun for the people that don't understand movies. I feel like sometimes studios think that, like, the general audience is just retarded.
Well,
and they just dumb it down with all this fucking bullshit water.
But are they?
What do you mean?
I mean, are they? We've accepted this. We keep buying tickets. When you have movies that are mentally as challenging as Tic-Tac-Toe, but it grosses a couple bill.
There's no way that...
No, not that one.
I was about to say, the only movies that are passing...
That's going to be a couple hundred million.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with that. But
holy shit. We're like real casual about, that'd be a couple hundred mil.
Yeah, but I mean, you look at like fucking Guardians or like Avengers, who make $1 billion.
Yes.
I mean, that's the... And not
but
only
then
that...
then you look at a Transformers and you're like, oh, they can puke garbage onto the screen and
that
we'll
name,
watch it.
That name will just get people in. If they say Michael Bay is going to have Transformers fucking on... a screen, everyone's going, they don't care, and that's basically what it looks like. Like, I'm not sure which to root for, so I hope they both come. I don't know.
It looks like gray squiggles of shaking camera.
But yeah, so Dracula Untold, you remember Pompeii? Me and you watched that. We haven't discussed it yet.
Yes.
Garbage. What they did was someone was like, oh, dude, what made a lot of money? Titanic. Okay, what were the things that were involved in Titanic that made it a lot of money? Well, a disaster happened. That was real. So let's keep it in the realm.
Yep.
And there was a love story. Okay. All right. Cool. All right. What are you guys thinking? All right. So you guys ever heard of Pompeii?
Yes. What would you want to do with
like
the Pompeii?
You mean
movie?
The volcano, yes, right? Yeah. Didn't they make that Tommy Lee Jones? No. I'm saying, like, let's put it in that time. It'll be a timepiece just like Titanic, a time that no one fucking cares about. And we'll give Jon Snow and some other chick with a giant forehead.
Oh, yeah. He was in that.
Yeah. Exactly. It was so fucking forgettable. So stupid. Oh, God. It just made, like...
I'm falling asleep thinking about it.
I know. That kind of shit just,
I wish,
like,
a volcano would...
Yeah, just kill you.
Kill me, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting on the whole entire time. You left right before the cool part, too. They, like...
Oh, there's a cool
they
part?
They embrace, and then a wall of lava hits them. I was like, oh, thank God they're dead. Oh, I can't wait for these credits. Oh, fuck. This sucked. It was such a time waster. What else did you see?
Oh my God!
But that's the kind of caliber that I'm saying that that movie was. It was just like, mm-hmm, get an actor that someone kind of cares about,
Dribble.
And then exactly, just fucking fodder for the fucking screen.
Mm-hmm.
Just give us your money and we'll show you a volcano.
And that's the shitty thing is there's more films released now than ever have been in history. But
yeah,
I don't think the percentage of quality films released equals any time in history.
But you also have to admit that I feel like quality is going up as well. Like, good
with
quality
the good stuff,
yeah,
it's like a small percentage of really good shit.
But that's exactly how it was. It's just on a larger scale now. Like, there was a lot of shitty movies and there was like a couple good ones. And now there's like a fuck ton of shitty movies and like a pretty decent amount of good ones. Like, it's all leveling out the same. They're just making more of everything.
I don't know if it's leveling out the same. I think they're getting.
I guarantee
it's more
you,
about
like
money
the ratio,
it's more about like,
the ratio. To, it's always been about money. That's why it's called movie business.
Oh my God! There used to be an art form and a passion and a happiness to filmmaking.
Ever since they started making dollars off movies, they've been fucking being like, "What is the algorithm that makes movies money? Why we need more fucking money in our pockets?" And they fucking deet. All right, this boy needs to kiss this girl and scene. Fucking whatever.
I also think that there was a better chance for someone with passion to get a film out there.
I even think that's bullshit because, like, there's so many bullshit movies because people are just like, we can make money off this. It just saturated the market and it's just doing the same thing, but we get good ones to squeak by just like we did before. It's like I said, it's just happening at a larger rate now.
Yeah, but no one likes the shit and there's so much of it that
Transformers,
it probably discourages,
like you said,
filmmakers that want to do stuff to just go into business or taxation.
Well, look at a movie like The Dirties. That was shot by two fucking kids. They weren't getting paid anything for it. Got picked up. They're good filmmakers. Well, I don't know. They told a really good story. They could use some work on their shooting, but it was also with a handycam and what they had. So, I mean, like, I think in this age, it actually pushes people to go towards their dreams. Just a lot of, I mean, there's just so much happening. There's so much raining down of, like, people, like, creating
me.
Stuff.
It made me not want to try that kind of shit.
Really?
I didn't have the money or the time, and I never thought anyone would want to watch something I filmed, because...
Well, then is why you fail.
That's the depression.
That was a bad Yoda.
Seeing the movie industry.
And that is why you fail.
Made me.
That was a better one.
Not want to make movie. Oh,
you're done.
Oh, you're done.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, when you. I'll just spit two words at a time until you stall.
Yeah.
Get it.
As
oh,
my Yoda. My Yoda failed.
This. Do you want to hear about a movie that was made with some passion, Dick?
Yeah. Oh, passion dick. That's my favorite.
Yeah, passion dick. It's like passion fruit.
But with a dick.
Dances with Wolves.
Oh, nice. Robin of Loxley.
Directed by Kevin Costner.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. And starring. He's like, action, now let me melt faces.
Yep. 3.5 hours long.
Holy fuck, I forgot about that.
Get your face out of my face. This is a rough, it's a rough sit.
Yeah.
Only because,
well, because he had so much passion behind it.
Yeah, there's so many things you want to do besides that. But if you focus on the film,
it's really good.
It gives me the same boner as Last of the Mohicans.
But I think one of the reasons why, too, is that like our attention spans are slowly getting smaller. And so if there's not like an action beat, you know, then you just kind of get like, eh.
When I see a film that actually has an intermission, it said intermission, and then there was a 10-minute break where it was just 10 minutes of the word intermission. Yeah, I did. I went and made myself a little burrito. I came back and got back into it. Dude, such a fucking sweet film.
Right,
so,
right on.
So huge and sweeping for the time. 1990.
Big 1990. Film.
Lots of buffalo, lots of Indians, yeah. Lots of awesome fucking horse fights. Like,
and that's all like real shit, too. It's not any CGI. That's what blows my mind. They had to like sit somewhere and be like, God, I hope a fucking buffalo herd comes by.
Come on.
Fuck, this day sucks. We've been up since 4 a.m. Oh, my God. Costner! Please just let us go home. Did you get the buffalo shot?
He's like, I'm whittling a pipe. You guys can stay.
Yeah.
We're on the prairie,
you
dick.
You guys seen Robin of Loxley?
I love Costner.
Yeah, he's good. Good stuff. Yeah, Field of Dreams, right?
Yep.
And Superman's dad.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to fight this tornado with my bare fists.
I know.
You don't save me. I'll get the dog and just take this motherfucker head on.
He could have.
Yeah, he could have.
He could have grabbed him.
He could have. But he wasn't an alien. I saw Batman 89, our weekly Batman update.
Oh, weekly Batman update.
Batman. No,
Hey,
yeah,
kids, it's
actually,
Batman update.
And let's, do you have a lot of more movies that you've seen? Because I'll hold off on this, because this is kind of
no,
like
I don't
a
have a lot of more movies I've seen.
All right.
Except for our genres.
Gotcha. So Test to Tony. Well, I'm gonna hit it. I'm just gonna pretend I'm you.
You can try.
Okay.
You can try.
So, I'm watching Batman 89,
hey,
right?
Hey.
Oh my god. R2-D2? Is that
you? Talking?
R2.
No, this is Joker.
Hey, that's not Matt Yoda. And maybe I should just keep talking. I saw Batman 89. When was the last time you saw this?
91.
Fuck yourself. That's a lie.
I was six. Okay. I was five. Probably like 6 years ago, seven
wow,
years
really?
Ago.
Did you like it when you like rewatched it? Because I'm assuming there was a pretty big gap in between the last viewing.
Yeah, because I always enjoyed that Batman.
There's a lot of shots of him like flying down with his open cape.
Well,
a lot of shots.
That was sort of a, like a, oh,
yeah, it
effect.
Honestly, it was like, I mean, it felt like they were trying to shoot a comic, but also trying to shoot a real movie all at the same time, and it just didn't mesh as well as they thought it would. Or maybe just for the time, that's like the shots that they got. But like, the shots didn't come off that great.
They did.
I would say like, for the Test of Tony, I mean, I love Keaton. I thought he was great. His detective skills in it, not the best. go ahead and rewatch it for yourself. It's on Netflix. Just came out. Honestly, and this is kind of sacrilegious because people are like, fucking Nicholson's a genius, you prick. But I liked Returns better. But that's also because of when I saw it. And like, I saw Returns a lot more than I did Batman.
Are you asking something of Tessa Tony?
Since you haven't seen it recently, I guess you wouldn't know if it for me, for my test of Tony, did it hold up to my test?
Yeah.
Because I'm Tony.
Test of Paul. Yeah.
That test of Paul.
Sounds like shit.
Yep. It sure does. Yeah. I need a two syllable name, I guess. I would say like Hafe and Hafe. It was a fun watch, but it wasn't anything to be like, wow, man, they fucking nailed Batman.
Gotta go get the Blu-ray.
I don't even know how that would look. Jack Nicholson was really good in it, though, but even him, like, he was really chewing fucking scenery in it. Like, the whole Prince dance scene and shit. Rewatch it. It's fucked.
Okay.
Well, in cool ways, too, though. There's a lot of cool stuff about it as well. What's,
Radical.
What was our, hold on. And I saw one more movie. RoboCop 2.
Ah.
From your recommendation.
And?
All right. There's a little boy villain. His name's Hob.
Gangsters get younger in the future because that's how powerful the drugs and violence are.
He didn't even
Detroit.
Take Nuke.
No, but he
was just
sold
giving
it
to the bitches.
He was just making it rain.
Yeah.
Tell those bitches what to do.
I thought Kane was a cool villain. Yeah. I did like the second row. It felt more like a comic book movie than the first one.
Okay.
Yeah. And no one can see you do what you did, but Tony just injected some nuke into his neck. And it was a really good portrayal, but you'll never fucking know. There it is. Nice. The sound effects makes it all happen. Kane. It was really cool, like, RoboCop battling another giant robot. Because, like, the Ed 209, it fucking fell down stairs and he won.
Truly, that's why I think in this one you were redeemed. You were like, oh, this is a serious robot fight.
It was cool in that aspect, but, like, the whole RoboCop being all jolly, like, hello, have a wonderful day, swearing makes you have bad feelings, like, was dumb as fuck. Like, I was like, dude, why am I sitting through this? This is
You didn't love that?
No, I thought that was so stupid. Because it totally took the balls off of RoboCop. I mean, it was funny.
You do
it was
understand
funny.
That yeah. was the point.
I do. I completely get it.
To rape his, like,
but it was so stupid. And it also kind of felt like, you know, remember the new movie when they're like, take away his serotonin or like pump up his serotonin level so he gets all fucking dumb and like he's just like, yeah. I'm a robot. I give no shits. I just murder. Like, in this one, he's just like, have a great day. Your hair looks lovely. I'm like, what the fuck?
He had to beat the programming, dude.
Yeah, no, they just found out. They're like, look, all his initiatives are all fucking dumb.
Yeah, and then he's like, I'm going to take care of this shit right now.
Yeah, there's a couple cool... There's some fun stuff in it, I will say that. But I thought there wasn't a really good villain like there was last time, like the fucking coke-snorting dude. Bitches, leave! That guy ruled in RoboCop 1. And Red was a way better villain than Kane. I'm going on record. Well, RoboCop 1 eclipses that fucking movie. And it is way more towards 3 than it is 1. Bam.
No.
Yeah.
You're just wrong.
Nope.
No.
Nah.
No.
I haven't watched 3, though, so 3 could be really, really, really cheeky. But if it's just really, really cheeky, it's leaning towards 3.
It's really, really cheeky.
All right, well, there you go. So it's leaning towards 3. Thank you for agreeing with me. Moving on.
This movie isn't cheeky.
My fucking asshole, it's not cheeky.
How is RoboCop 2 cheeky?
Nice to see you today. What lovely hair. Oh, hello, boy that I'm fighting now. You are the arch villain of this, Hob.
I have to
He was
explain
a newsie,
this.
For fuck's sake.
I have to explain this to you. He wasn't being himself. It was programmed.
Duh,
and then
I get
he
it.
Electrocuted himself, and he wasn't going,
I understand.
Have a nice day, as he's killing fucking, like, 90 fucking drug lords.
I get that
he
completely.
He was
brainwashed-ish.
Brainwashed.
Yeah, reprogrammed.
Then he fucking wiped
I get
his
it.
Slate, and he got down to business.
He did.
He had a fucking big sniper rifle.
RoboCop 1 was
he
way better.
Broke up the fucking
Way
meeting.
Fucking better.
I just don't agree that it's, like, more close to 3 than it is to 1.
All right, then we'll go with
it's
this.
It's rated R, for fuck's sake.
It fucking... Barely.
Barely.
2 was way more brutal. 1 was way more brutal, sorry. Sorry, I've had a
no,
third of a great lake.
Yeah, Freudian slip, yeah.
No, it wasn't. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Do we want to move past this?
Yeah,
this is an infinite argument.
But I was about to say, I would say, if anything, it lands right. It was like the perfect bridge to the shitty RoboCop 3.
Okay.
All right.
I have more.
I will.
I have more.
I will. Yeah, go comatose for me, baby.
Have another sip for me.
All right, so you want to do the actual test of Tony?
The one of real matter.
The one of real matter.
Power.
We're going to talk about some, what were they called? Graboids. Graboids. And fucking Kevin Bacon.
1990, Tremors.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, that was in the same year as that gem you were just talking about.
Yes, which that gem was a huge production film. This one was $11
million. For real?
Yeah.
Wow, that's insane. That's
what they did for $11 million is
good
impressive.
Good for them.
Yep.
Tremors actually, all right, real quick, hold up or no?
What, Tremors?
Yeah.
Oh, I think holds up well.
Really amazing.
Well.
Like, yeah. The fucking satire's still there. The like everything about it is perfect.
It's good. It's good.
I really like what's the gun aficionado's dude's name? Bert?
Yeah, Bert.
I really love his character. And they have the fucking here, I'm gonna look it up on IMDb, but they have that girl from she was like what am I trying to say? She was a country music artist.
Yeah, Reba McEntire.
Reba, yeah, and her songs at the end, that's what hits in the credits.
And the girl jumping on the pogo stick?
Yeah, yeah,
is
the scientist.
Ariana Richards
from
Jurassic Park, the daughter of Richard Hammond, or whatever his name is, John Hammond. The little girl...
On the pogo stick.
On the pogo stick.
You said...
Is in Jurassic Park later in her life.
Pole vault?
No, pogo stick.
Okay, because they pole vault in that movie, too.
They do. But, yeah, the little girl and her mom... The little girl.
Yeah, yeah, I got you. That's insane. That's really cool.
That was one of her first movies, and Jurassic Park was not one of her last, but one of her last big ones.
On the poster for Tremors, it says Kevin Bacon gigantic at the top, and then it just says Tremors below it. But it's like the Jaws poster, and holy shit, the fucking parallels between this and Jaws were insane.
I was like, land sharks.
It's Jaws on land with three of the bad bitches.
Four.
Four. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Well, there's three for, like, the remaining part of the movie other than the one that got hit into the fucking... Oh, spoiler alert. The one that... from the
spoiler alert from 24
years ago.
We both know math.
The one that... Yeah, we do. The one that, like, hit the barrier when they were jumping.
Yeah, that's
He's like, that dumb sumbitch killed himself. Kevin Bacon fucking
get
ruled.
Get on your roof, you son of a bitch. and he's like, I'm older and I'm wiser. He's like, well, you're right about one of those things.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. And even the poster is like fucking just exactly like Jaws.
Now, I did comment, it's completely physical effects in that film.
Yeah, it's all
no
practical.
CG,
yeah.
And it's perfect.
Yeah.
It should never have attempted
they
CG.
They look really good. Like, you know that shit that they make, that they put on the little tremors, like the tongue tremors? Like, that makes everything look all gross and, like, fucking sticky and
oh,
shit?
Oh, yeah.
That's such a cool effect. And they use that in a lot of scary movies. It just makes everything look fucking disgusting. I have no idea
actually,
why.
It links into one of the other movies that I'm going to discuss tonight.
Hmm.
Starship Troopers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of slime in
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's get ready for the in-depth on Starship Troopers.
Oh, all of you movie aficionados out there, get your notebooks ready. It's a master class on Starship Troopers.
Yeah, it really is.
But seriously, yeah, the Town of Perfection was perfect. Everything was perfect about them being like...
Oh, my God, that's why the third one's called Back to Perfection.
Bingo.
Holy shit. Or wait, no, the fourth one.
One
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, I think the third one. I didn't know they made four. I knew about Tremors and Tremors Aftershock, where the little fucking, like, weird two-legged tremor things come up, and they're like, nyah! And they can walk around. They have that little
and
fucking weird...
not underground.
Yeah.
Making tremors.
Yeah, weird, yeah.
But I do love the way they use the environment to mask the creature, because just like in Jaws, you couldn't show the creature all the time, so showing the dirt moving, showing the planks on the stairs
kicking.
Oh,
that was one real cool thing, because that was, like, the first time they did that was in Jaws, was they gave the... like first person point of view of the shark,
yes.
And that's what they do in Tremors, or they show the ground
it goes
moving
underground.
So
great.
Fucking cool, yeah. I really
same with like the barrels moving in Jaws. There's like the you know the dust,
the dust all shooting up and shit like that. Yeah,
and I'm just like, he's coming, dude. You can't like outrun him.
Tremors scared the fuck out of me when I was a kid. I was like, they fucking what? You go to the desert and there's giant worm things that eat you? They take out fucking cars.
I can't have that.
Oh god, that's
they're trying
yeah.
to eat bulldozers.
That do you remember this movie, The Beast?
No.
It was about a giant octopus. It was made for TV.
Nope.
Holy shit, dude. And it got into a pool one time. It was a pool that was close to a beach.
Oh, no.
And it's one of its tentacles came through the filter. I hadn't swum in a pool for 3 years.
Three
fucking years. For those motherfucking suction cups on my ass.
Now you know how pools work.
Yeah, no,
they're
they
not
couldn't,
connected
yeah,
to
couldn't,
oceans.
Nah, you couldn't
luckily.
Do that. Yeah.
The music in the film, though, like the score,
all the
action scenes. Mm-hmm. Holy crap, dated fucking horror movie.
Very much
action
so.
Yeah. Scene, music. Horrible.
Agreed.
Horrible, but I was totally entertained, totally having fun. It's a fun, fucking funny horror movie.
And like, it's actually kind of long, too. Well, actually, never mind. It's 96 minutes. I thought it was way longer. But maybe I was just so wrapped up in the amazingness.
I get bummed that it's almost as short as it is, because I'm like, there's so much more adventure to be had.
Yeah, I guess I got the second one confused, too, because remember they had the RC cars?
Yeah. With the bombs on him? Because that was more of like him advancing his techniques to
kill.
Right. Yeah.
And not only that there's a fucking ton of them there, too. Because the whole fucking first half hour of that movie is just him blowing up worms.
Oh, yeah. It's just him having fun.
Or grabnoids, rather. Sorry.
Grabnoids. That's what we'll call
they
them.
They say
then
that one
dies.
Time. They say that one time in the movie. Oh, twice then.
He calls them that, and then they say it later on the rock.
Yeah, because that was the, the clerk, right? The guy that's like, $3 to take picture with
and
the fucking...
And then he dies, like, right after he names it.
Yeah, no, through the floor. Like, remember Deep Blue Sea when fucking Samuel Jackson dies?
Oh, yeah.
That exact same shot, but with a giant worm. So cool. So fucking cool.
I love it.
7.2 on IMDb.
I know. I realize that. I'm like, wow, it actually, like, holds up. On every level.
As a kid, I loved that fucking movie. And even now, it's not even a nostalgia thing. It's just a good fucking movie.
It's fun, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And you get the total payoff of seeing the full worm
at the end. Yeah, going off the cliff. He's like, you dumb son of a bitch.
We'll see if you can fly.
Yeah. The effects of that thing, like, crumbling, too. I wonder how much the budget was for the Tremors 2, because they had CGI in that, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I sadly remember it.
Aftershocks.
Dude, you know what I'm
Six
pumped
years
for?
Later and shitty times coming.
I'm pumped for Genre 5.
Yeah, so am I. You want to go into Genre 5?
Genre 5.
5.
Shut up. Too many.
We are doing alien movies this week, which is kind of hard for me because I thought about it later and I was like, shit, man, fucking.
Oh, there's too
we
many?
We could do sci-fi. We could do, like, there's a whole bunch. But we're just going to do purely alien movies and hit me with yours first.
Okay. Here goes. It's a long legacy of alien movies.
Yeah.
And I pretty much kept it modern.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go back into, like, The Day the Earth Stood Still, the original.
Oh, the
and
50s,
like,
yeah.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Mm. Those are excellent. They belong where they belong. But I'm thinking more of, like, a modern entertainment value for myself.
Gotcha.
First on my list is E.T.
Nice. That almost made mine.
An alien, but I don't know if it's an alien movie as much as it is, like, a human movie.
Fuck off. It's an alien movie. It has an alien in it.
It has one alien in a ship.
Yeah. Well, and no, it shows another E.T. when he's going up, like, walking up the ramp.
He gives him a peace sign, doesn't he?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, he Nixons it. Double peace signs.
But in my mind, it shows, like,
It's a friendship
ignorance.
Movie,
yeah,
yeah.
The ignorance of people. And
agreed.
Then, like,
but
he's got to overcome those things. And
it's still
friends.
An alien movie. Did it make your alien list, asshole? Why are you trying to say it's not an alien movie?
It did, but
the
it's weird.
What's wrong with you?
It's an alien movie, but it's the only movie on the alien list that has only, like, a very few aliens in the fucker.
Well, I mean, look at the movie Alien.
And I don't really think E.T.'s an alien. I'm not like that, okay?
What? Look at the movie Alien.
What about the movie Alien?
There's one fucking alien
it's not
in
on
it.
My list.
All right, but it's...
Then it's
the movie's called Alien.
You know what I did put on my list,
what?
Asshole mouth?
Aliens. Yeah, so
did
I. That's my first one.
Okay.
Yeah, how could it not be? Fucking mech suits. And the goddamn queen. That
what?
Queen motherfucker.
What? You want to see? Get away from her, you bitch.
Oh, God. That movie is so good. Little Newt.
Ripley.
Poor little Newt.
Ripley.
Yeah.
Shut up, Newt. Get back in the vent.
And then the third one, Newt's just, like, explained in, like, a fucking,
oh,
like,
a
sentence.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, she died. Anyways, I'm like, what the fuck? The whole so the last movie was about her. We saved her. Now she's dead.
She could be a new generation, a warrior.
Where are you at now? A prison planet? Nope. Great. Great.
You know what they should have done in the fourth one? They should have been like, we had false information. She's alive.
Oh, that would have been sick.
And then she comes back as a badass and fights aliens. But no.
Honestly, they could have just taken, instead of, well, all right, I understand for the franchise, more than likely why they put fucking Sigourney Weaver back in was because people were going to go see it. But
yes.
It would have been way cooler to have Newt take on the legacy. Just be like, Sigourney died in the crash. Newt lives on and now is fucking vengeful.
Totally validating the second movie,
yeah,
too.
Completely. Yeah, I don't know.
How many people died to save
really
that girl?
Shit the bed on that one. Anyway, so Aliens, yeah, that was a great one.
Aliens, E.T.,
yep.
The Abyss.
Nice, that almost made my list, too.
So beautiful.
It is really cool.
So fucking beautiful. Those are probably, they're probably my favorite, some of my favorite aliens. Just their nature. Mm-hmm. Just awesome. They fucking, they're so much more powerful.
Aliens, I mean, like, that was, like, fucking...
That's a colony of fucking murderers.
Not only that, just the look of them, like, everything about them.
Oh, the H.R. Geiger art.
So
yeah.
Cool, so detailed, so, like, but also sleek, and it made sense to, like, why they moved
could
the
you,
way they did and everything.
Could you imagine if we were, like, 20 when Alien came out, and then we went and saw Aliens? What we would be expecting was so... minimal compared to what we would have got in the
Alien
theater.
Because Alien was more like a horror flick in space.
Yes.
Aliens was like a sci-fi thriller, badass, fucking
action
just like...
killer,
action-packed, yeah. She gets in that fucking mech suit, I'm like, fuck you, take my money, all of it, just do
Seriously,
this again.
They're literally like entrenching themselves, putting turrets up and shit. Like all the cool like sci-fi fucking army shit that you want to see, that movie was like the pinnacle of that.
Which also really fucking ties into Starship Troopers as well. Because I feel like Starship Troopers is like homage to like Aliens.
Yes.
Anyways, go ahead.
Okay. As well, I also put the movie They Live.
Okay, I've never seen that. I've heard a lot about it.
Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
The message of that film is probably one of the most serious messages in any alien film. Just the fact that you could take the aliens and turn it into... corporate marketing and corporate mass communication and how they sort of...
So like fucking, a social commentary.
Yeah, they fucking... The zeitgeist of what we're living in could be aliens, or it could just be corporations and our government. But it was aliens, and they were bad, and they were controlling
Turns
us.
Turns out, not friendly. Ain't no E.T. Bad.
So cool.
Not even Reese's Pieces, let me tell you.
You'd like the film.
Yeah, I'll check it out. It's 80s?
Yeah, I'd have to say late 80s.
That's what I thought. And what's your last?
My last one, The Thing, the original.
That made my horror list last week. That's why I didn't put it on my alien list.
See, and that's where it bridges that gap. But there are aliens.
Fuck, is that
crazy
movie
rad?
You're talking about the first one, right? Yes. Like the original? That movie's so good. Kurt Russell. And it holds up insanely well. The practical effects of that movie are fucking perfect. Yeah.
Very fast, very evil. Like the one that's like off the operating table.
Yeah.
One of the scariest, most gory looking things
that's
in a
the
fucking
same
film.
Spot with the same scene that like the like crab leg head pops off, right?
Yeah, and
that
he's walking so upside down. Oh, so cool. God, that's evil. So many video games have taken shit from that film.
Yeah. Aliens was mine.
Okay, that's one.
Sphere.
Oh, you like Sphere, yeah.
And, dude, what's odd is that the only alien you see is a giant orb.
Yeah, psychological as fuck,
Oh,
dude.
God, that movie. And I love, like, that they're, like, it's so cool because they took a movie that could have taken place in space, but they put it at the depths of our own planet, and it feels just as cold and bleak and gigantic as space. They're trapped down there anyways. They can't breathe. Like, there's so many cool elements of that film. I love it. District 9.
That almost made my...
Yeah.
I love Neil Blomkamp.
And, like, that shit just... It looks incredible. And, like, it's just such a practical story that was just sitting there in the collective consciousness that some dude was like, oh, duh.
Yeah.
Like, a fucking ghetto of aliens that, like, landed here that we kind of police with their fucking broken... Oh, it's so fucking cool.
I love Sholto Copley.
I'm going to take you a weird route. K-Pax.
Whoa.
Love.
Slow it down.
Love that movie, though. There are there's such cool parts when he figures out the constellations. Like, well, show us your home planet, and he does it all, and they're like, "How did he?"
I think I need to watch K-Pax again.
It's so good. Kevin Spacey fucking kicks dicks in that movie, and fucking Jeff Bridges kills.
Bridges is the
he's like the psychiatrist. That's,
talking to him, figuring out if he is insane or an alien.
And even movie is very is he an alien. The ending is kind of fucking weird. You don't really know, but I choose to believe that he is.
You think it's an alien?
Yeah, because they're like, oh no, it's him suppressing like that horrible thing that happened and shit.
Yeah,
and I do think that like they kind of like possessed his body, but that was the actual origin of that character. But since he was so like. Kind of like fucked in his head, like almost like catatonic. The alien was able to just be him. But the only thing that doesn't like isn't explained is him in the train station at the beginning.
See, that's why I said I have to see it again because I don't know the details. I know he likes bananas.
He loves bananas with the skin. And my last one, Independence Day. Welcome to Earth. Bam! Just punch his motherfucker.
That is a one-liner express movie.
Not only that, though, dude, that movie is fucking rad. As a kid, when I saw that, I'm like, if they need to make all movies like this.
I used to watch a lot of that movie.
And the only reason, I'm like, there are, like, better alien movies, like, scarier or, like, cooler looking and stuff like that. But I feel like for the genre, this really, like, paved the way for it.
It did bring it into almost, like, a huge blockbuster.
Yeah. Exactly, and I feel like that kind of like made way for like, well, it probably set, you know, I don't know when Armageddon came out, but I feel like after that.
I can't tell. Yeah, they were so similar almost, like in their design.
But Independence Day, I thought the aliens looked cool. I love that they were controlled by other aliens. There's just like fucking Goldblum and Smith driving spaceships together, smoking cigars, talking about fat ladies singing. Dude's flying into fucking...
Honestly, yeah.
There's so many cool parts. That speech the president gives... hit me with it.
We will not go silently into the night.
God damn right we won't. You just want to punch an alien right in the face when you see that movie. It's so good. Movies that almost made it. Edge of Tomorrow, if it wouldn't have had that fucking ending, it would have made on my list.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars, I just included that because the huge alien movie that didn't make it, but we do love it.
We could do our top three Star Wars one day.
Just movies. There's six of them. Mars Attacks. Insanely awesome. I like a lot of people shit on that movie. I love it.
God, what do they? How do they sound like?
And Galaxy Quest. I thought Galaxy Quest. Like
Tim the Two Man Taylor,
dude. That and people
and
are like
Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, people are like and fucking the dude. Oh god damn it, the guy from fucking Dogma, the Angel. I can't remember. Alan Rickman. I am Alan Rickman. But fucking.
He's the robot on Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Oh, yeah, the depressed robot. Yeah. Dude, Alan Rickman's the shit. But Galaxy Quest, I really feel, is very underrated.
It is. It almost like, when my dad watched it, he was so enthralled by it. He loves Galaxy Quest. But that's sort of like the market I think they were going for. It was like a classic idea of the show.
Yeah,
about space,
and then it becoming real.
The classic.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, but hey, remember people, Star Trek? And this is actually happening.
But if I showed it to my niece, who's 15, she'd be like, oh, this is so dated and boring.
Well, but she also probably likes shitty stuff, so that makes sense.
She does, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then you just said she... Okay.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Like, she likes shitty things, so she wouldn't like a cool
she
thing
like
Galaxy
this
Quest.
Cool stuff.
Yeah.
Or it could just be that there is a generational gap that that movie can't transcend anymore. As much as, like, Independence Day. I show her that. She's going to fucking watch it. I bet she'd love it.
You think?
Oh, yeah. She'd love the bloom and the Will Smith hanging out.
Nah, fair enough.
He's a very handsome guy.
They both are, really. Let's be honest. All right. So that takes us out of genre 5 and I suppose into the in-depth. And we chose another alien flick. Starship fucking Troopers.
Would you like to know more?
Oh, click here. That was so cool. That's like one of my first things. I was like, cool website menu layout for the beginning. It's almost as if they knew the internet was going to fucking be gigantic.
Before it was.
CGI holds up decently.
Oh,
I also
yeah.
forgot about them showing the end of the movie, like the near the end of the movie at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah. Well, the year that he goes to the first planet and gets wounded.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, when he's in the back to tank afterwards and shit like that. Also, this movie is like a fucking love letter to all of the rad fucking like sci-fi movies that we
militaristic
love.
Militaristic sci-fi.
Oh my god,
shit.
Aliens, Star Wars, like the when he's shooting down the big bug that shoots the blue things at the ships.
Yeah.
He fires into the back of it and then throws a grenade in it.
Yep.
And what does fucking Luke Skywalker do? An Empire Strikes Back with the AT-ATs. He fucking cuts a hole in it and throws a fucking grenade
it
in
and
it.
Gets out of there.
It's so and like the back to tank, he's floating in water and shit, which they scare him when he wakes up. And I'm like, he doesn't have anything over his nose. Probably the first thing he's going to do is breathe through his nose.
Then they tell him he's dead.
Yeah. You're fucking dead. Here's a kiss. All right. Later, bro.
Later. Check you later.
All right. Anyway,
honestly, though, it was directed by Paul Verhoeven.
Yeah.
Who also did RoboCop, Total Recall, and Basic Instinct.
Fuck yeah.
Holy crap. When I found that director had his hands in those other pots, I was like, I want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Like, if I could pick a director, he'd be up there now.
Yeah.
Because that's a cool fucking legacy.
That is a good roster, yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris is in
Ooh.
It. Hilarious. Denise Richards, looking right.
Yeah, the guy who played Rico that did nothing after it,
Truly.
Except for another fucking 4 Starship Troopers.
He honestly is, I don't know, he's like the most Aryan actor they could find.
Yeah.
For a pretty Aryan feeling film.
Mm.
The Nazi-esque themes in that film are abundant.
A little bit.
You gotta fight in the army to have children
and citizenship,
citizenship
in general
to be in politics, so that means it's a militaristic government,
right? But which I also thought was a cool, like, I don't know, they really painted the entire picture of this like world federation government to like they're all band together and they all have this thing because they have to fight this bug planet.
But there is that question in the film that they even talk about. Is a live and let live policy better because we tried to push them off their planet? We
right.
engaged,
right.
meaning like we were invading.
So maybe we should have just like fucked
Chilled
off and
off.
Not done
yeah.
anything.
Then like, dude, do we understand that that's like a culture?
How do you think the
we
bugs
just
threw an asteroid at us?
Oh, they I think they slam into them with their poop or something.
Ah,
that's all they ever said was
poop asteroid.
Yeah, pushing it with poop.
Pushing it with poop
because they don't go to space.
Right,
the bugs don't.
Right,
but they hurl their spore into space to colonize other planets.
Yeah.
Which is an awesome way to fucking.
So maybe that's what they do is they make a rock and however species. They fucking throw their, like, you know, thing into other planets to colonize other planets. Maybe that's what they
do. They just know where to hurl it
to
get it towards
They know
us.
The trajectory. Well, it's probably the brain.
Yeah, the brain gets
the brain
in
bug.
There.
Yeah, the weird brain bug with this vagina mouth. This thing's
and
so
Neil Patrick
creepy.
Harris, it's scared.
Yeah, he's holding his hand again. One of my first notes was the kissing drawing. This is the future.
Oh, yeah.
Too bad those assholes didn't know about the GIF. That's basically what it is.
It is. It's a little GIF on a big, thick, like 3-inch
tablet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They never knew that we'd make the screen so small.
And it's a bummer that we have to look at the tech and laugh at it because there's almost no way that they can make the tech correct to our future 20 years.
Well, think about like the Jetsons. Like they have like FaceTime. Spacely! And then like fucking dude would just pop up, you know?
I think Jetsons is a pretty awesome example of that. A lot of movies that are more like detailed with their tech fail miserably.
True, yeah, yeah. I don't see in the next...
Jurassic Park.
Oh, it's a unit system.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You look at it now and you're like...
Nothing would ever be...
playing with a Game Boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is that a Descent? I remember that for DOS. That's weird.
This is not... She could go quicker with like an actual Windows screen.
My next note was, why is Rico 36 and still in high school?
Everyone in that high school
Holy
was not.
Holy shit, they're so old!
Ah, there was a point that I analyzed, but it had no reference in the film. They're in Buenos Aires.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They show it on the map, and that's when I was like, whoa, they're not in America?
They're in South America.
They're freaking not in America?
But everyone's white.
Yeah. Well, that's probably because, meaning, you know, we took over the world.
Yes.
And then we were like, you have to fucking fight in our army if you want to be a citizen.
I also believe that there was never any talk about, like, you know, they talk about being in Geneva on a war council. Mm-hmm. The Geneva Convention's about, like, not doing things and, you know, they're doing things that are almost like, oh, we've taken these spaces over and changed them into what we want.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
in
yeah,
our future,
yeah.
Geneva's where we start wars and shit. That's... We're like, no, the Geneva Convention's for not doing bad stuff and
you don't
making
under,
war.
You're doing it wrong, guys.
You're doing the opposite.
They didn't want any of this. I wrote Doogie Howser as an asshole. Because he was. He was a fucking, like,
he also,
prick.
He attacked his mom with ferrets and mind powers.
Yeah, that's when I wrote. He's an asshole.
He even laughed about ever seeing them again. When they're like, let's be friends forever. He's like, probably unlikely that we'll ever see each other again.
Yeah, he's like, I'm a genius.
Yeah,
Fuck
I'm going
off.
To intelligence and games and theory. You're going to die.
Oh, games and theory. The super futuristic football game where the field is 35 yards long and you can front flip 10 feet in the air. And co-ed teams. Really knocking
that's
down barriers.
That's future sports right there.
And co-ed showers later on in the movie. I was
like, they're just partying.
Shit.
Slapping ass. I don't think
a
that's...
A chick slapped a dude's ass. Yeah. I was like, he probably got a little bit of a boner.
I'd get in trouble if I did that.
Well, yeah, but if it was reversed, then you're fine. If a chick slapped your ass while you're walking out of the shower because you don't want to answer a question about being in the army for a girl, it's okay.
I know. And I think there was a penis reference in there. She's like, I like him big and dumb, and he's just naked next to her washing himself.
Yeah. Well, Rico is... probably well hung and stupid, so that makes sense.
What else did I
I liked when they were walking up to the desk and when they were telling like where everyone's going, like he's like, oh, you got infantry, son. He's like, mobile infantry made me the man I am today. They pan back, he's got no legs and like a robotic
and
arm.
Rico's like, oh boy.
I wrote crippled RoboCop hand and no legs. That's what the infantry made him today.
I do really love the militant teacher turned turned war hero
into the sergeant. Well, no, I think he was served
roughnecks. Yeah,
he
just
served
got
and then
back
and
in.
Then, yeah, exactly. I thought that was really cool.
He's
too.
He's like, fuck teaching. Like, I have a duty to do.
Well, they had to because I mean they attacked us. It was kind of like their 9/11, and then he was like, well, everyone's going back in that has served.
And there's this sort
roughnecks.
Of like idea that it's almost like I see it as a film that depicts what would happen if the Nazis would have won and had 60 years of peace.
Oh, okay.
And then
people
found,
kind of accepted it
and then
shit.
Found a new sort of enemy, but it's not a planetary enemy. It's
right.
Off-world
gotcha.
Enemy. That's what they would be like.
Yeah, more than likely.
And that is a vast movie. There are scenes with hundreds of extras in it. Incredible. $100 million budget on that film. It made about $50 million.
I'm about to say, think about who's directing it, though. That's why.
Yeah, they gave it to him. They took a big chance.
Was that only in theaters that it made 100, or was
well,
that
it was,
all?
It was $100 million budget, and only $50 million gross.
In theaters or with DVDs?
Well, that was the full. You know what I mean? Like the tally on Wikipedia was $50 million.
Damn,
I'm like,
that's awful.
I'm like, fuck. But DVD sales now? I don't know.
It's not even the original's not even on Netflix. I was so fucking pissed about that. I was like, they put 2, 3, and 4 and not the original?
I'm like, you guys are going to play games with the best one? The only one you really need?
I don't know if Hulu had it or not. I don't have Hulu, but I checked Crackle. I checked HBO Go. None of them. I had to download it.
It was fucking shitty, dude.
I love all the military hardware.
I like when on the commercials, it felt very real. Like,
oh,
even
it's
the,
great.
Like, the learn, like, click here, you want to know more? But, it, like, that felt like RoboCop. Also, the, When it was like, execution tonight at 6 on all channels.
Yep.
Like, that was, I laughed so hard. I was like, on all channels?
8 million dead. Out of the ashes comes sorrow. Only good bugs are dead bugs.
Yeah, that was awesome. Oh, that was so good.
One-liner city in that film.
Yeah, definitely.
You apes, you want to live forever? Rod Chuck's Roughnecks and Rico's Roughnecks. Like, all that shit is so fun.
I really liked the tech to where when the dude got his arm broken, he was in, like, the blue liquid thing.
Yes.
That was pretty sweet. Yeah, I like that. Like, it was like the futuristic healing cast. Yeah. Yep.
And it's like graphing new skin on his leg in the tank.
Yeah, that was cool too. And the CGI actually is not bad. That got nominated for an award for best special effects.
I imagine it did. There's more care into the... Almost like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of how to explain it. When you see like an alien die in a film nowadays, it's very vague or very bland.
You said, what year was this made?
Oh, I didn't say.
Okay, I was about to say 97.
I didn't say.
Sorry.
No, well, like, if you look at like even the innards, even like studying when the bullets hit the aliens, there's so much detail in the CG that
it's wild.
I think people can get away with not caring about now. The innards of him when they like... cut an alien open, like you can see where like heart ventricles were and like a stomach falls out.
Yeah.
I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Even the physical effects, like when they were dissecting that bug in high school, really, really good looking. Like pulling all the little organs out.
Oh, that was
stuff.
Cool. Yeah. Those are the same bugs that that held the brain, which I thought was a cool touch. The brain doesn't move on its own. It just kind of like hive mentalities, like these little bugs.
Yeah,
I got nominated for an Oscar for best effects.
Good.
I mean, though, it didn't win.
That's something I feel it deserves because it is a heavy movie in CG.
It did win for the Academy of Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror Films. In 1998, it won the Saturn Award, which was the best special effects.
Hoorah.
Blockbuster Entertainment Awards for 1998. It got nominated for Favorite Male Newcomer.
Get out of here.
Favorite female newcomer, which is weird. I thought Denise Richards was... No, Denise Richards. I thought she was in more stuff than that. And then the Hugo Awards, they got nominated for Best Dramatic Presentation. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Ooh.
And MTV Movie Awards got nominated for Best Action Sequence for the bugs attacking the fortress.
Is the Hugo Award a literary award? Because it's based off a book.
It's the Hugo Awards, so I think it spans a couple different things.
Okay.
But the people that were with it was director, screenplay, and based on the novel by, so that's probably why they got... So maybe they give... I'm not really sure about the Hugo Awards, but I think that they might give awards out for movies based on books or something like that.
Okay.
I'm assuming. I don't know.
My favorite line in the film... from my in-depth
hit me.
On that film.
Yeah.
They sucked his brains out.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was awesome.
It looks like they went inside his brain. Nope.
Sucked it right out. Yeah, it's they thought that gone. Like something like popped out of his brain. But he's like, no, that's fucking inward.
As he double fingers it, he's like, nope, no brain in there.
Yeah. I think I have that. Hold on a second. Let me see. I think I did say like he fingers the brain hole.
Yep.
Laser tattoos, camera, Carmen ship blows up in the assault on Klendathu, which is the name of the planet. Had to look that up.
Really? You don't remember Klendathu?
No, I didn't know how to spell it.
Oh.
Didn't know if it was C or K.
I spell crap so horrible on my notes, but I know what it means.
I wrote the small grenade launcher nuke, exclamation point, shoots the bug's ass off, that shoots the giant blue balls into space.
I love how they do shoot nukes like 300 feet away from themselves.
And every nuke explodes differently throughout the entire movie. No one blows up the same. They like have some have like nukes. Firewalls, some have like fucking they just blow up heads.
Yeah.
I'm like, how are they not like all like experiencing like three arms and like fucking like they all just look like Hills Have Eyes characters.
I also wanted to note that the slight psychic abilities in the future was a cool evolutionary, like,
yeah,
you don't know how ahead it is in the future.
I don't know if they give the date,
but it's really awesome that, like, over the course of time, certain humans have evolved psychic abilities.
Kind of like the X-Men.
Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome, like, starting of that evolution. I like that.
When they showed the devastation of the asteroid attack, It's like a newscast. They show the dog with all the rebarb.
Yeah,
going
that's
through
when he's
it.
Like, only good bugs are dead.
Yeah,
bug.
The only good. That's a, yeah. I have that written down. And then they show mobilizing into a bunch of kids stepping on cockroaches.
And the mom goes ape shit. She's like, yeah.
He's like, even the little ones are doing their part. I'm like, God, this movie's amazing. It's so good.
Well, you saw the Hitler Youth kid at the beginning. And he's like, I'm doing my part too. And yeah. They're like, oh, get the fuck out of here.
I thought the movie was really like well paced. I felt it's a giant story arc. It's from like high school to like him being like a fucking like sergeant.
Yeah.
Like it's all about Rico. Well, the three friends really. Well, four if you count Diz. But she, you know, spoilers, dies. Not before you see your titties.
You get to see some boobies. Then you get to see her get penetrated pretty hard. Pew, 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 pew.
I thought you meant with a dick. I was like, did you have uncut version?
No, the
did
alien.
Did you make that up in your mind?
The alien gives her four good hits.
Then she got penetrated real hard. Right? Right?
You didn't I've been see? Watching it all night long.
My arm's tired.
I need some orange juice. I'm going to pass out.
Let's see. Giant bug comes up from the ground. Rico shadows of the Colossus, the motherfucker. Oh, yeah. That's when he jumps on his back.
Oh, yeah. He's just hanging on, and that thing's whipping around.
Yeah, that was... but still, I loved it. Him shooting the fucking thing and throwing the grenade, and it was so fucking cool.
Where'd you learn that? I was captain of the team.
Yeah, fucking what they call that, like red lipstick 10 or some shit like that. That was like the offense play. Yeah. The liquid fire from the big ones is sick.
Oh, melting her arm off.
Yeah. That CGI looked amazing.
It's incredible.
Too. I was like, wow, dude.
And that comes at you before any, you know, sort of 3D, but you were kind of like, ooh, it's hot. Oh, get away.
This part was fucking hilarious. The captain of the ship that Xander and Carmen are on.
Yeah. Oh, the door.
Gets pinned underneath the door. Yeah. After the shit has been fucking cut in half. And as she's being cut in half, basically by this giant airlock, she says to Carmen, abandon ship. That's an or, and then dies. I was like, no. But then I was like, oh, no, that's perfect for this movie. It's that fits like, so along with the themes and the title, like everything.
Oh, God. What is it? What fucking movie am I thinking of? Volcano.
Yeah.
Half up to his stomach. And he's
like, the cop.
I'll save you.
Yeah. And
throws her.
That was some
halfway
dumb shit. Way
up to his nipples in lava. And he's like, I'm going to give it a good push.
I also liked, all right, so when Diz has been penetrated by the alien, your favorite shot of the movie.
Yeah.
Anyways, Xander goes back to basically watch Diz die. He goes to the back of the ship, they pick him up on that ship, and then he just looks at her, and it pans to her, and she's like, Rico, and then it's like this weird death scene, and then she fucking coughs up her last breath, dude turns around, he's like, your buddy Rico's in the back.
And then Rico comes up, and she's like, oh, this is awkward, and he's
I better
like,
take off my space helmet so you can see my lady bun.
And then he's like, M.I. does the dying, Fleet does the flying. I literally watched it before I headed over, so
it's
fresh.
Pretty fresh. Yeah.
I'm fresh.
Okay.
The one-liners. I told you.
Yeah,
that
they were good. They were good. Let's see. They're flying through on the escape pod ship thing, and she ran into a frozen body. Oh yeah, that was really cool. When they get abandoned ship. That's an orb. And then she dies. The space captain or whatever. Yeah, they're flying through the space on that little escape pod, and fucking they hit a frozen body.
Oh, they
I was
run
like, that's
into
such
it.
A fucking
yeah.
cool Whoops. Aspect. Yeah, my bad.
But honestly, my favorite shot in the film.
Yeah,
when Captain
Nimoy.
Not Captain Nimoy. Wait, that'd be awesome.
That would be sick. Man. They're fighting gigantic space whales.
In the Nautilus.
Oh, that's the name of the spaceship. It all makes sense.
Sink. It's
oh
a
my
submarine.
God, space. Moby Dick. Space Dick.
Space Dicks.
I think people might be confused by that title.
Well, we'd have to say...
Space Cocks.
Well, the fucking line under the movie would have to be the description.
That's one
of the
big
two.
Mother.
No. No, it'd have to... No! No, 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 no. Listen, when Rodchek is in the... When they're all in the outpost, that, like, little base in the desert...
Yeah.
And they see the guy's brain hole and they fuck it with their fingers.
Yeah. My
they go back
part.
Out and Rodchek puts his rifle like over the edge of the fucking outpost and he's like, oh my God.
Oh,
and it's
swarming?
Just every fucking bug from every
so
side.
So fucking cool. What were the bugs called?
Arachnids.
Arachnids, yeah. Which I thought was kind of like, couldn't think of anything else.
Oh, yeah.
That's the spider.
Well,
name.
She explains that too. She's like, spider arachnids. And
don't you get it? But out of everything that they like put in that movie, they were like, what do we should call the aliens? Arachnid, all right.
But I mean, arachnid are spider. I mean, I guess they just call them spiders.
Yeah, but it's weird because it's kind of like a.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I'm like second guessing myself.
You're right. It's arachnid. But like, or maybe it's arachnoid. I think it's arachnid. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Lazy asses.
Yeah, it's weird, right? Because like, I don't know.
That's lazy.
Yeah, I agree.
But hey, blame the writer, not the
movie.
People making the movie.
That's probably somebody else. They're like, Splingblore don't really match with the aliens, so I think we should call them arachnids. How about that?
We originally named
By the way, Rico should be wearing an orange sweater in this scene. I'm just saying, just trying to keep my job, guys, okay?
I was high on meth when I wrote the fucking book, and they're called cockoids.
Yeah.
And you're gonna name them cockoids.
Cockoids, I felt like, really described them, of their phallic noses. Do you understand?
They had the double penis nose.
It's rated R, right? Why can't we call them cocknoids?
God, their eyes were, like, in their mouth. Like
yeah,
the
but they looked
mouths.
Like fucking like eyes from a whale, like Shamu's eyes. They looked like that. They had that kind of sadness.
Oh dude, it was that hollow sort of shark eye, and you're like, I don't mind shooting him and getting his juices all over my face.
That one guy really likes shooting the fuck out of the face of that alien.
And then he doesn't like speaking English because then he goes, "You kill bugs good," and hands him a beer later. I'm like, you could just say. Dude, you're really good at killing bugs.
Yeah.
Here's a beer, bro.
Yeah.
He don't have to speak like some sort of southern, like, inbred idiot.
The escape pods that we were talking about earlier that Xander and Carmen were on.
Yeah, the little guys.
They can take a ton of damage because they flew through mountains.
Yes.
You remember that part? Into the caverns and shit? They were hitting fucking mountaintops, and then she went through a fucking mountain.
Now, I wish I was in an escape pod over one of the transports where Diz dies, because the escape pods... are the things that are almost indestructible. The escape, the landing craft.
Yeah.
Those things are getting hit by boogers in space all day.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of weird. I was like,
those things blow up easily,
ones.
But the escape pod goes through mountaintops.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we shouldn't really question the science that much.
Excuse me. What kind of metallurgy is put into these machines?
I felt the brain bug was very reminiscent of the Watchmen disaster in the comic book. Do you remember the big brain vagina
alien?
Well, you've
told me. I've never read Watchmen, but I know
it
you
looked
told
a
me
lot
that
like it. Yeah, well, in it, but also it had eight eyes, so maybe that's another thing with the arachnid.
Okay,
because I think it had four on each, right? Going like on the side.
Yeah,
of the, yeah, okay.
Coming downward. Yeah.
I also like how it was, I mentioned this earlier. I was carried by small bugs, and wow, when it eats Xander's brain. That practical effects, because that was like obviously
a
mold
his
of his
head
like
is still kind
of
like
yeah, freaking out. That looked pretty fucking.
It's gnarly, cool. And I mean, anytime a bug picks a human up, it looked incredible. In
yeah,
the film.
Really good. I think what they
tossing
couldn't do
them
was
into
like
a pile and stuff.
I think they couldn't do like face as well, since they were all like covered in armor. It was easy for them to CGI that maybe.
Yeah, because there's the one guy at the beginning that gets thrown into a crowd of them, and they you can. You just focus on the scene. You can literally watch each alien biting like a piece off, and it really looks good. Like he struggles and like pushes one away. It's real quick, like 1 second, but it looks great.
Yeah,
I can't see his face. Doesn't matter.
Right. The CGI in that movie was fucking awesome. And for the time, 97. That's like what 3 years after Jurassic Park was Jurassic Park 94.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. So I mean, like. It had the same type of, like, fucking, like, care, it seemed like.
Yeah, it almost seemed like a real passion because it was a new technology, and they were like, we need to prove its worth with these big budgets, these great films.
I wonder why it didn't do well, because, I mean, like, I get that it was, like,
sometimes
cheeky
like,
and cheesy, but, like, that's, like, the...
You want that.
Yeah, exactly. There's it was, like, that perfect combination of it being that badass, but still having that fucking dumb... It was like Tropic Thunder, almost.
Yeah, every kid 15 to 25 that year should have been like, well, dude, let's go see fucking Starship Troopers.
See, maybe it hit younger, because I was, like, 97, I would have been 10.
Oh, I didn't see it, like, when it came out. I saw it on VHS, and I remember I had to, like... my friend Dan told me, like, don't fucking, like, tell your dad, like, what's in it. Just rent it. And I rented it, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm jerking off so hard to fucking...
Oh, the shower scene is great.
Oh, dude, there were things that movie gave me when I was young that I was like, oh, it's so much blood, action, gore,
yeah,
titties.
I think I was probably, like, 11 or 12 when I first saw it.
So
I think it was, like,
awesome.
On HBO or something, and I was like, this is the best movie
I've ever
seen.
Almost every scene in that film, I'm like, if my dad comes down... I gotta rip the DVD out or
the
VHS, rip the
VHS yeah.
out and hurl it and put back in Goofy movie.
It's the Leaning Tower of Chisa. I liked at the end when they showed the brain bug and then they fuck its face hole and it says censored over it. I was like, God, this movie's perfect.
Oh, yeah. 4-foot blade they shove into its face hole.
It's like, just rape its face. It's so insane. I said it there, showing them poking probably the brain bug, and then they just fuck its face pussy.
Fuck its face pussy.
Yeah, I typed all that.
Oh my God. No, it is awesome because there's also all those awesome themes of like Nazi science. Yeah. And like literally he's like, let me show you how to kill the enemy accurately. And he's torturing him. He shoots him a few times and he shoots him again.
Yeah, he's like, you're going to probably aim for an arm or something, but that won't completely immobilize it. He's like, you got to aim for the brainstem right behind the spinal cord.
One in discrepancy I wanted to mention.
Okay, go ahead.
Neil Patrick Harris kills an alien with like, what, 9 to 12 bullets?
Yeah.
It takes them about 400.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they all use about 100 bullets a piece, and 4 of them are just looking at it going, come on, bitch!
Yeah, and that one dude wastes about a clip and a half just shooting a dead one just to get its fucking blood all over his face.
There was a lot of, like, is it gonna die? Is it still dead? Yeah. They wake up a lot.
But yeah, the one that gets Rico in the leg. Oh, it was like, I'm dead. No, I'm not. Clink! I was like, God, it's
the
a big
hole. That's as thick as a fucking like paint bucket in his thigh. He's like, let me pull this out.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. I was like, that thing had to weigh a ton.
Oh, yeah.
A literal ton. And he's just like, I got it.
A couple 100-pound jaw. Just give me a roughnecks. Get out of here. I'm going to crawl back home.
God, yeah. Do you have anything else to add about the movie?
No, it's great.
Yeah, fucking perfect watch. I'm so stoked that we got to do an in-depth on that.
In-depth. We were laughing about it like, it's before so we good. Started the podcast. Like, here we go. We're going to talk about Starship Troopers.
All right, so for next week, what would you like the in-depth to be? I picked Starship, so you go and pick this one.
I would like it to be Children of Men.
I just downloaded that, so yeah, it's cool.
Fuck, yes.
I don't think I've seen it. I know the premise of it, but I don't think I've ever watched it.
I want you to give focus.
Yeah, I got you.
It's dude. Oh,
no
so
phone.
Pumped.
I'll throw my phone in the woods.
Haven't seen it in years.
Okay, cool.
I'm pumped. Clive Owen, baby.
All right, so Children of Men, everybody. If you are listening to this now and you want to watch it,
Join in.
If not, we're going to spoil the dick off of it next week. And you will be surprised with a new genre-fi and more movies we've seen and a test of Tony. But until then, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production, executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.